Yeah, you know it, KD, a laughing stock, niggas got that voice. In this crazy world, we gotta make a choice. They say our logic's switchy, but we're making noise. From the top of the charts, here the people rejoice. Stop being book munchers, just get swishy with us. Join the laughter wave, make a fuss. Stop being book munchers, just get swishy with us. Join the laughter wave, make a fuss.
Oh, it's 2025.
Audi.
What a beautiful year. Yeah. If you do everything good, I'll show me it bare.
Show me it bare.
Everything you on show, you will not be flaked. You will be oh so happy when KD gets naked.
You're planning on changing to being the world's first strip stand-up comedian.
Everybody needs a gimmick.
That's not a bad shout.
Everybody needs it.
I mean, it worked halfway for Bert Kreischer. Maybe it worked.
You're not wrong there.
If it worked twice as hard for you, if you go all the way, surely the full Monty.
And if somebody works twice as hard as Bert Kreischer, I still don't know how I feel about him because he gets. Yeah. He's so like he does like arena, like big, like arena shows and stuff. Like you know, he sells out and that.
I think Bert Kreischer is one of those comedians who. If you like Bert Kreischer, you'll like him. But also, if he has a really good set, you'll really enjoy it. If he has a really bad set, you'll probably not enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
I get the feeling it's very much based on how he is at the time and whether he's sober enough to be able to pull together an actual performance.
Well, no, generally, I mean, whether it doesn't matter how it starts. Apparently, no. By the end of it, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not sober enough.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan has been saying that apparently he likes the idea of carrying on doing his specials live. I like that concept too.
Yeah. Maybe write new jokes this time.
Well, from the sounds of it.
Because he reused so many.
From the sounds of it, though, he was bombing, and I think he just thought, quick, play the originals, do you know what I mean?
Play the classics.
Yeah, play the classics.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it did kind of work for... what's his face? That American, not American, the Australian comedian.
Jim Jefferies?
Jim Jefferies, yeah.
What?
He did an entire tour that was like his best bits.
Oh, really?
He did his gun control bit and he did his, you know, all the other bits that he's really famous
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
He's like, look, you're all here taking to watch his, these. Let's
disabled.
Yeah,
I love that story.
All that stuff. He's like, I'm just going to do all the classics. If you want to come watch, come along. And loads of people went.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, there is something to seeing that live, which is just going to make it so much fucking funnier.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and just saying, like, I got to see him do it, you know.
Because, like, you know, apparently, like, Bert Kreischer, if we use him again as an example, he always gets asked to do the machine story.
Yeah, so he just does it at the end of every fucking set now.
I mean, if people wanted that, people want it. Yeah. I don't be good someone for that.
No, if that's what the crowd fucking wants,
yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, you should do what the, it's like... You know,
give the people what they want.
Yeah, and the customer is always right.
That's right, yeah.
Even if
that's
never what,
yeah, no, they never are, but that's not the point.
Apart from when I'm the customer, yeah.
The thing is, you know the actual full quote of that is not actually the customer's always right. It's the customer's always right in matters of taste. That is a very important distinction.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. If a customer wants to buy something because they think they like it, they are not wrong, you sell them that product.
Yeah,
that's what that means. It doesn't mean the customer is always right and you always give them a refund when they tell you that they want to see the manager.
That's what it means, though, pretty much.
Mm.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is get a bit like, oh, man, what? Don't you? A lot of time with shop people, you don't want to kick off low, get like actually loud enough.
No, if you get loud and aggressive, that won't help.
Yeah.
Because they'll want to help you. That's what they're there for. But they will only be able to help you as far as their store's policy allows. After that, if you want to see a manager, that's fine, but don't be a dick about it.
Unless they start being a dick, then I'm like, oh.
If they start being a dick, then you go to the manager, if you're one of the people working in there, you go to the manager, but you tell them they were a dick first.
Unless it's the one place that I will always say, be a dick if they're being crap. Doctors, they get so much money.
Yeah.
Be a dick if they're being crap, because most of them are just not listening. I mean, me trying to talk to the doctors the other day, and
yeah.
Trying to explain to them, and finding out all the stuff that they mistold me now, and then not giving me a turn drug, because it was like, well, that's for people, that's apocalyptic for people with migraines. I'm like,
I'm here for
the
migraines,
fuck are you talking about, you dum-dum?
Yeah.
I had to explain it to him. Honestly, he didn't understand. Yeah. Even when he said it with such conviction.
Yeah.
And he'd already been...
No, you don't need that, because you don't... It's for migraines, don't you understand? What?
That's great. If I only use the tablets all the time that they gave me and nothing else, I would be just not able to do anything ever. Thank God for marijuana. That generally helps. Somebody tried to take it with marijuana, just pulled you all down. I go, oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, no, that's a fucking thing I use to get over the symptoms, you prick.
Mm. They don't even acknowledge the part. It's like, I have gone through periods of not smoking weed for a long period of time. When I was like living with the kids, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't smoking every day then.
Yeah.
I was smoking like sometimes at the weekend. A lot of time you just...
I like
you know,
to
just
try...
At that, at the weekend.
I like to try and limit it. Especially if I'm by myself. Like, if I'm hanging out with people, it tends to sort of increase more how much I smoke. Because I think that's what it's there for. It's there for getting together as a group of people, having a conversation, or watching a movie, or playing some games or something, and just chilling and relaxing.
Yeah, yeah. I think it can be for anything.
It's like having a beer, you know.
I think there's so many different applications for it.
You can also use it when you get home from work. You can use it when you finished at a gym. You can use it when...
It's weirdly beautiful after a gym
workout. Yeah, it's really good after a gym workout.
Everything's nice after a gym workout, you know, you earn it. I remember, like, you know, I vividly remember being at a gym on like a treadmill and feeling like I was running towards barbecue ribs from the Chinese.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that image.
In your head, that's exactly what it was, yeah.
And that's what I got after people say, like, oh, you shouldn't get, like, stuff after a gym session. It's like, I've earned it now. Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Especially when, like, for guys as well, because you have to have, like, a certain amount with the muscle stuff.
Yeah.
You need to
be
eating
that protein.
Yeah, you need that shit. Yeah. And it's okay to have bad shit too.
In fact, you should be having...
You need bad shit.
You shouldn't be having eggs and bacon and sausage. It's like, you should be having exactly that if you've just done a bodybuilding workout.
That's the beauty of it.
That's exactly what you should have.
That's one of my favourite things about it.
Because your body is now lacking salt because you've been sweating and you've been using electrolytes constantly to do all your shit. So now you need that upgrade of fucking salt into your system and fat into your system and sugar into your system.
Fat in there, you need some... Yeah, I need some porn in there. Yeah, I need all the seven deadly sins. Get them in there.
Get them right in there.
Talking about sins, though, we are going to be looking at some sins today, because I have some beautiful topics. I've decided in 2025 I'm going to up my topics again.
He's going to be the topic master.
I'm just going to actually put a bit more effort again in. I got lazy with everything. I've just been dead a lot lately, man, and I got lazy with everything.
No, I've got the same vibe. I think 2025 is a vibe of, like, you get in what you put out. You get out what you put in, rather. I get that vibe.
You always do. That is a genuine thing anyway. I've got a cat trying to figure out how to get around that. Hold on. Let me just help the cat.
The cat needs to get her fucking space.
Don't be telling me you can't now.
Yeah.
She's going to try and jump into the other one now. She sleeps on the freezer most of the time.
Yeah. She's cute.
She is a good girl.
Right.
But these people that we're talking about today, they're not good people.
No.
I don't actually think there's any girls involved, and it's not surprising.
Right.
Because you have to be a certain level of stupid to do a bank heist.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not talking, you know, your run-of-the-mill, run in there, GTA style, shooting up the place. There's plenty. I went in like a fucking... I went down a true crime binge of, you know, the old classic, like 90s kind of documentary.
Like, so we're talking about people here who like to think they're like Danny Ocean.
Not like to think it. I mean, to be fair, pretty good.
Pretty good.
They're both pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fair play. Okay. Yeah. That should have worked.
Yeah.
There's always something to bring them down. That's what we know about it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, obvious when you start reading these things. Like, you know, when you're hearing about all this stuff that they know has happened, like discussions between people, it's like, well, they obviously got caught.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't know all this.
But otherwise, yeah.
So naturally. So I got two for you. And we're going to... The first one is... actually, I'm not going to tell you the key part. You'll see it as it comes. Okay. As it comes.
Details will appear as they are relevant.
Exactly. So, part one, the setup. The year is 1980, and career criminals Gerald Clement, who I'll be calling... Oh, yeah, so...
Can we be calling him Clemmy?
We can call him Clemmy.
Can we call him the Clemster?
Just to give full transparency as well, I was going to completely rewrite a couple of articles and put it into my own words completely, because I watched it on something else, and then I was writing it up after.
Yeah.
But because the electric's been...
on the fritz.
Completely, and it's because of my laptop. I found out because of my laptop charger. I've not touched my laptop as much as possible since I learned that to withhold the battery.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to be pretty much reading from it. So this is from, what's this from again? Factsology. This article is from here. Yeah, Factsology. I don't know if it says who wrote it. Let's have a look, actually. Yeah, written by Hector Navarro.
That's a good-ass name.
That is a good name, isn't
it? That's a good-ass name.
I like that name.
I like that name.
He is referred to it as the Memorial Day Heist of 1980.
Nice.
Okay, so, like I said, do I know I've written part at the beginning? Okay,
Hector
so...
was going about his business.
Hector's the writer, you nipple.
All right.
He's not involved in it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Or is he?
Dun, dun, dun. That'd be amazing.
No, he's not. Because of one key...
And at the end, he's like, and it was me all along.
There was one key thing that will show that it's not him involved in it.
Okay.
We'll get there, though.
Is it because he wasn't born at the time?
Might have been. I don't know. Yeah. Can I use it for a second?
Of course you can.
Thank you, sir.
Of course you can.
So, the year was 1980.
19 of the 80.
Career criminals Gerald Clement, or Little Clement, whatever you said, who I'll be calling Jerry going forward. Okay, I'm calling him Jerry. And Thomas Doherty, who I'll be calling Tommy for obvious reasons, are discussing the next place they should rob with fellow co-worker Joseph Bangs. Joey.
Nice.
Jerry and Tommy had approached Jerry with an idea to rob a television store, but Jerry knew the skills that they were... that they had were top notch,
right?
And he was like, why bother wasting and taking the risk on a TV store?
Right,
we need to go for the big stuff. We're going to go for the Depositors Trust Bank in Medford, Massachusetts.
So, not even like a normal bank, like a bank of banks.
Yeah,
see, good move.
They had one lucky thing, the one person had a security deposit box there already, so right. They were able to case it. He's had it for ages, you know. So there was nothing weird about it either.
Yeah.
Of course, they'll need extra help. They'll need an inside man, a safe cracker, an alarm expert, and a pretty big distraction. They don't have an inside man. Luckily for the trio, they get some professional help from those willing to break the law. Wouldn't be too difficult. What?
Yeah, getting help. Wasn't help
from
difficult.
Those willing to break the law wouldn't be too difficult. They'd come across people like that all day with their day jobs.
Yeah.
Just, I forgot to mention how they all knew each other.
Okay.
They were phoning some work. In particular, Jerry, Tommy, and Joey were all policemen. And not just regular cops. The masterminds of the heist were from the Metropolitan Police Department. They were Captain Gerald Jerry Clement and Sergeant Joseph Joey Bangs. While Thomas Tommy Doherty was the lieutenant of the Medford Police Department.
So why the fuck are three police officers like, you know what's a great idea? Robbery.
Well, just to clarify, if it wasn't obvious already, they were as bent as Diddy in the dark.
Yeah, well, obviously, but like, there is no coming back from this.
Well, they'd already been doing it. Basically, the whole department was bent.
Right.
In the sense that the one guy... that was involved in it, he found out on the first day on the job when he was riding out with somebody else, when they saw another policeman wheeling a big TV, and he told him, if you ever see a policeman taking something from somewhere, from a scene or anything, not your business. So he was like, you know, on it from day one.
Hell's bells.
They were robbing whatever they could. They would he furnished most of his home from doing it. His wife was getting endless gifts from it.
Right, yeah.
And good. All of them were doing it. There was nothing. It was, you know, open secret.
Jeez.
It was all the people in these, you know, because these aren't like FBI. These are like the local departments still.
Yeah.
And what they would do as well, though, because these particular group in general got a lot more power, because they would actually steal the answers for the, what's it called, for the promotion tests.
Right,
and
so
sell
they
them
just
for
got,
thousands
yeah.
of dollars for like $5,000, $10,000, depending on what level it was. So they
and then
had
by the time they've sold
filled
it to
with people
who were already corrupt,
owed them.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, yeah. We know you took the we took the scores from the thing because we paid you. You paid us, so we're going to have to work out a deal here.
In a relatively short term, the group gathered what they needed for his safe-cracking alarm expertise. They brought Bucky Barrett, who I'll be calling Bucky. They also brought along Kenny Charlie Holmes because money is heavy and more to help carry the better. And finally, Joey brought his good friend, brother Francis O'Leary, who has the particular skill that only he had, arguably the most important skill of all of it, expertly crafted sandwiches for the whole crew. It was his dream to open a deli.
I mean, that's fair enough. That's a good dream. Mm. You know.
So now all they have to do is figure out how to do it. Brings on to the plan. I mean,
what kind of plan did they have? Because they're police officers, so they better have something fucking good. They better have GTA 5 level fucking plans good.
Well,
not just, oh, we'll just walk in. We'll just find the stuff we want and walk out.
Well, they decided to do it on Memorial Day weekend because right. it's a long weekend. So they went in on a Friday. The one guy, Bucky, was good with alarms, so he was able to trip the alarm and just go in. If the alarm went off anyway, they'd get, you know, go to the police.
Yeah.
They are the police.
Yeah.
They had one of the policemen, like, you know, outside doing the rounds anyway, you know, just to keep an eye out. At one point while they were in there, somebody from next door came into one of their shops to do inventory over the weekend, like in the middle of the night.
Fuck.
And the policeman had to run up to them and be like, yo, we've seen some dangerous stuff in the area. It's probably good if you, you know,
if you leave the area. Yeah.
And they were like, you know, wow, how good are these policemen?
They're so good.
So good. They really care.
They really care. Jesus.
Basically, when they got in there, though, they realised, but it was very easy. They got in there very easily because they could just pop the alarm, went in. But they realised it was going to take a long time to do it all. And the safe itself was going to take a long time to crack.
Right.
It was minor, though, because...
You kind of hope it would. You know, you can't hope a safe would take a while to crack. If it doesn't take a while to crack, then it's not really a safe, is it? It's an unsafe.
Oh, wait, no. Sorry, no, I told a lie. They did get into it straight away, sorry, on the first day. It's just there was only 60 grand in there. 60 grand wasn't really enough to go around them all, you know, for what they'd done.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it until they got back. So they decided, you know what, we're going to go back the next day.
Okay.
So this was a Friday, so they had until, like, the Tuesday because it was a long weekend.
So what, like, they're like, oh, well, this place has just been robbed. It'll be fine. We'll just chuck a load of money in it again.
No. The bank hasn't reopened yet.
Oh.
But this was the Friday they went in the first time. And they were like, oh, there was NAFL in there. You know what we could do, though? We could go back in because of all the safety deposit boxes.
Yeah, okay.
So they the next day, and then every day of the weekend, went back in. Part of it they had to open with, like, explode some of it. But luckily there was, like, fireworks and stuff going on, you know.
Yeah, so you could just get away with it, yeah. Oh, my God, I'm trying to straighten my leg out, and it is killing.
Shouldn't do so much work in one go.
Shouldn't. But I want to get beefcake. Beefcake.
They decided after they'd broken the safe, they would gather all the money and meet up at Joey's basement to split the take from a simple one-night heist that no one would notice until Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
But as I've already gone ahead with it, then it's already... that wouldn't be quite that simple. But they were sweet, though. They had, like, the weekend to do it.
Yeah.
They
can go back in whenever they choose. They're fine.
Let's find it. By 3 a.m. they were in the vault and Bucky works on the safe. Let's go back. Angry D, 60 grand wasn't worth it all. They decided to go back over the next 2 days to break into the safety deposit boxes. The take ends up being 10 million in cash and around 5 million in jewellery.
Fuck.
The largest bank theft in New England history. The problem is jewellery is easily traceable, so they can't go around selling it first.
Yeah.
Besides the watch Kenny has to take, the rest of the jewellery and diamonds are split among Joey and Bucky for safekeeping. The men split the 10 million in cash, jewels, gold and diamonds and go their separate ways. Joey advised the men to stay out of trouble for 6 years.
6 fucking years.
Statute of limitations for the crime should be done then. So on Tuesday morning, May 27, 1980, the bank employees open the vault to find everything gone. FBI is called and in to investigate, and their liaison with the local police is Sergeant Thomas Doherty, one of the guys.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
Due to the well-known corruption of the cops, the FBI immediately suspected Jerry, but he was steadfast in his denial.
I mean, that's sort of number one, though, in pulling off a robbery, is not saying, yeah, I did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing, they're coppers, so they know the evidence they need. Yeah. You know, even though everybody suspects them, it doesn't matter.
Because they don't have any hard evidence.
They have nothing. I remember now, like, his alibi was that he was with his mistress.
Of course.
And she, like...
I am a corrupt cop. You know us corrupt cops. We go around the place sticking our penis in whores. You know, we come across a whore on the street.
Whore.
Yeah, a whore. And we're like, hey, you prostitute. If you don't do what I tell you to do, I'm gonna bust yous. And instead, what we do is we get them to be our mistress because they are whore.
So a few of them started spending a load of stuff. Kenny and Bucky were the only ones that didn't spend a load. But Bucky went missing in 1983 for some reason.
Yeah.
84, Tommy and Joey are continuing to spend...
lavish money.
Okay, let's go to the earliest.
So basically,
oh, okay, yeah, I guess
so. Basically, they just ended up spending the money when they shouldn't have done.
Yeah, but the main thing that happened was that basically, right just before the statute of limitations run out, they realized that the mistress and him had broke up.
Oof.
And that's where it all came down.
Oof, but guff.
It was her. He managed to go past the alibi.
But she's a hooer. You can't listen to her.
But they did. But so did all the... even to the point when, like, they got a lot of evidence in the end, and there was one of the other people had, like, you know, accused them as well.
Yeah.
And still the whole time...
The thing is, after once you've got one person saying, hey, I think this guy did a robbery, and then someone else goes, hey, yeah, you know, there's suspicion, everyone comes out the woodwork because they're like, they smell blood in the water. You know, we can get this fucking corrupt motherfucker out and someone else can come in.
Joey's testimony was also... he also flipped on them.
That's always the thing as well. Once you suspect a group of people, you can just be to them like, hey, if you give us the confession and dob in the rest of your mates, then we can get you a deal.
They were able to trace one of the watches back to the bank as well that he kept from the looks of it. So little mistakes. It's always a little mistake that they think will be fine.
Yeah.
In the end, Jerry, Tommy, Kenny and Francis all end up in jail. Joey was granted immunity and put into witness protection. And Bucky, it turns out the rumors of some of that money belonging to the mob were true. Mm. With FBI informant Whitney Bulger allegedly kidnapped and tortured Bucky, taking the money and jewelry before killing him.
Fucking Whitey Bulger himself.
Even Whitey Bulger's involved.
Fucking hell.
I didn't realize that.
That's mad, that is.
And that's the story of the largest bank heist in New England history.
That's so crazy. The largest bank heist in history wasn't from the money in the vault. It wasn't from gold. It wasn't from that. It was from what was held in people's fucking safety deposit boxes.
Yeah, yeah. And then being able to go back over the case of a weekend and just keep going in.
Just open up a few more lock boxes.
Your one's kind of similar, to be fair, in that sense, too. I'm trying to... It said something here about cocaine was the reason why it... Oh, here we go. Okay. In 1984, Tommy and Joey continuing their wild spending sprees and taking more and more cocaine to the point where paranoia sets in. They start to question the other's loyalty. Joey can't take it anymore, taking a shotgun, aiming to confront Tommy. The two fight. Tommy is able to disarm Joey, but Joey pulls out a pistol, and before he can fire, Tommy shoots Joey with a shotgun. But Joey survives. Hence why he eventually flipped on them, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, no, was it Jerry that flipped on them? It was Jerry, weren't it? No, Joey, yeah, it was Joey. Not surprisingly, they fucking shot him.
Yeah.
I forgot about
that
part. With
a fucking shotgun.
I forgot about that. So, yeah, cocaine is, they say it's a hell of a drug.
It is a hell of a drug.
I don't think I've ever had good cocaine.
That's the thing. In the UK, I think we don't have access to really good stuff. Mm. In America, where you've got like a landmass right to the like Colombian border.
Yeah.
Just a little bit through Mexico and there you go.
I mean, I was given what the best, what I was told was Coke I've ever had. I don't think was Coke.
No.
Because I was just given a random leftovers of a baggie by somebody in Subside. Subside's cool for that, though, for people to share their drugs around, so it wasn't that weird.
I've had
just like,
good Coke.
Do you want the rest of this? And I was like, okay, yeah. So I did. And then I swear, there was, I think it was MD. It doesn't make sense why they'd be like, oh, let's give it to someone.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
too much.
Now, I've had good Coke before. It's nice. You can have a proper long, like decent conversation about absolute bollocks for hours and hours and hours. And you can listen to music and you sort of dissect the world like a bunch of conspiracy theorists in a fucking room together.
Do that anyway.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so expensive and it's such a horrible fucking feeling coming off of it.
Oh, to come down.
To come down is not good.
Come down is in a general. Like, that's one thing I do like about proper MD because it's crystallized. It's very minimal come down. Realistically, they say no come down, but if you have a lot of it, trust me, there's something.
You will have come down.
There'll be something. But it's very. It's because it's so pure.
Yeah.
It's the come down.
I always prefer. One MD night of it, you're not going to have pills. I've had pills like twice. And yeah,
pills
once.
Are cut with anything.
Yeah. You don't know what you're getting with a pill. Yeah, with MDMA, no, you can smell it and you'll be like, that's MDMA.
Pure crystal MDMA as well. Yeah. You can see it.
Yeah. And you're like, that is 100% MDMA.
Yeah. 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 There's no way around it. Like, it's like you can. Well, yeah. It's like. It's not like. Well, bud is like, you know, even bud can have stuff sprayed on it and that, yeah. I guess. But that most of the time, they don't bother because why would they? It's so cheap to grow bud anyway.
Yeah.
There's no need to like fuck around with that. You want the customers to keep coming back and not die.
Yeah.
Personally, I think that sounds like a better idea.
I think it sounds like a smart move. Continuous fucking business rather than, you know, killing your customers.
Oh, actually, now we've finished that one story. Shall we put our knee song for the people?
The
we've got
song.
A few listening right now, actually. Let's put on
our new song.
The new song that the man them came up with. You,
I put it in the old squishy logic lyrics, and then I just gave it an old razzle dazzle,
an old razzle dazzle while I rolled a legal cigarette.
Yes.
Three is fools, more than really giant twos. Were giants even real? This big man tough to steal. Dr. Satan comes for you. Self-help is a tool. Quit a job the cool way. It was even OJ. She loves you in it. She loves you in it. Ruining up a decay. A big fool in your ears. The monsters to cut. The Jerry to surprise. It's the greatest of all time. It's the greatest of all time. Okay. Trump was shot at, COVID wasn't thrown back. Coincidence in history, you just fucked up history. EA ultra mind control, AI is a shit show. Brazil has a Roswell, other drones we can't tell.
And all of these are episodes as well, basically, aren't they?
Yeah. All of those are episodes that we have done.
More crazy over the next year.
Yeah.
Hey, this is like,
I still can be on Facebook. Oh, please just be fucking, you know, calm in 2027. I don't want calm. I want an interesting year.
Yeah,
man. Calm is fucking boring.
Listen though, what's you?
It's just the AI stuff, right?
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Up to send the tortilla to comedians. Your computers are helping us bring this to you. But most of all, thank you for listening. See you in 2025, y'all. Peace.
We brand new episodes every Friday. Starting up again now. Every Friday, holiday, brand new episodes on the actual KD Comedy Podcast.
Yep.
Audio channel on your Spotify's, your Apple's, your iHeart, wherever you get your podcast from.
That's
it's
where
there.
It's going to be.
That's why the money is spent on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Beast games, man. Beast. Getting insulted to hell, you know, Beef Games is.
Yeah, there's not a lot of love out there for it.
I've enjoyed it myself, though. Like,
that's the thing, though. It's like people will say that you know, it's not great, and people will say it's shit, and there'll be terrible audience scores, but it will still have loads of people watch it. Because you forget as well, one of the reasons why Mr. Beast has done so well is everything he does is very simple in explanation.
Yeah.
And so therefore gets translated very easily.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff he's doing is big spectacle stuff, which you can enjoy basically in any language.
Yeah, that's very true, actually.
You know?
Yeah.
So he has got a shitload of viewers from overseas, and they don't give a fuck about any of the fucking...
He does have some channels, you know, he's got like a Spanish channel.
Yeah, version. I'm sure he does, yeah. I mean, it's a good idea to have a fucking Spanish version of your channel.
Maybe, yeah.
And he's going to have shitloads of views all over the world, and they are easily going to make their money back, and then some.
You heard the budget?
Probably like a couple hundred million or something.
100 million.
100 million, there you go. I mean, that's...
Considering he's given away, I mean, that's just 5 million for the prize at the end.
Yeah.
There's a private island he's given away, a Lamborghini. He's given everybody $2,000. That's 4 million. He didn't tell them at the time. I only know because I've read it afterwards. And as well, for me, like, you know, the people that are complaining about different things, like, you know, because of, like, oh, I was cold or something with the Beast Games stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so were you a bit cold while you was almost getting a chance to win 5 million? I guarantee $2,000 at the least. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
No.
My toesies got cold. I didn't like it. They didn't give me a cupcake.
Crazy, man. And that's just like, you
fuck
know, with
you.
Yeah.
$5 million.
And that's
that is your life sorted for the rest of it by winning.
And,
done.
And he's been giving out like other prizes too to try and get people out, like he always does, you know.
Yeah. I mean, fuck off, guys. Seriously. That is so much money.
I could kind of understand some of the comments that I've seen where it's like there's not that much soul to it.
Yeah.
Because it's more about being big, that's the point.
Yeah, but that is Mr. Beast.
Yeah, exactly.
If you went to Mr. Beast expecting fucking substance, I'm sorry, you're not gonna find it. He is the Michael Bay of YouTubers.
So true.
That is 100% what he is.
Yeah. That's such a good analogy right there.
Everything is good job. You know what I mean? It's fucking it's a ridiculous big spectacle, and that's what it is.
I think he's managed to come out of the stuff reasonably okay as well.
Again, it's because he's got all the fucking support from all over the world. They keep watching because they don't give a fuck.
Well, I was, like I said, I thought for a bit I generally thought he was that messed up guy. Now learning how much that dog pack guy did actually lie, because and you do when you're watching it, you can kind of totally get the sense that he is just an angry ex.
There's a lot of people who don't like Mr. Beast. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people.
Different reasons, though. Like,
I don't like Mr. Beast, but that's just because I don't like Mr. Beast.
That's different things, though, ain't it? That's what I was about to say. Like, people have been there and tried to work there or tried to do similar things. Like, well, you are just angry because he does it so well, then.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like, oh, I wish I had the same reach as Mr. Beast. It's like, well, yeah, good.
Of course you do.
Yeah,
we all do.
Do better. Do better and maybe you will. You know,
like
one of the things that really disappointed me in YouTube is fucking iDubbbz. Do you know iDubbbz at all?
Is that the guy who did the content officer?
He did Content Cop, and he did the Creator Clash. That was his thing.
I've heard a lot about him. It was kind of before my time, but I've watched videos talking about it.
I quite like most of iDubbbz's work, but the best stuff he ever did were these long-form documentaries on other YouTubers that he did.
Yeah, I watched it.
They were so fucking good. Airsoft Fatty's one was fucking brilliant. The other guy, I can't remember his fucking name now.
There's other people that do it still, even now, ain't there? Like,
but that was the content that was great. And then he moved on to Creator Clash and just sort of said, well, that's gone. And it's like, no, do that. Keep doing that. That was good.
Especially at that point when they got all this money behind them and people to edit it. So you got no reason not to make these certain things.
Yeah, did you ever see the Sam Hyde one?
I know that name again.
Sam Hyde, the alt-right comedian guy.
I think I saw him from that Matan Evans show.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was the one that brought in like the 50 Asians.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
To direct this place.
Yeah.
he was on what though? Again?
But he was on one of those documentaries. Sam Hyde was.
Well, he was like the subject.
He was the subject. Yeah, okay, yeah. And it goes all the way through this documentary, about 40 minutes. And in the middle of an interview with iDubbbz, he goes like, because he's had this girlfriend with him this entire time who's just like absolutely strung the fuck out. Right. Like depressingly fucked up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he gets to the end of it and he goes, oh, well, maybe I don't care about her that much and I don't think it's that much of a responsibility because, you know, she's just an actress that I played to act fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah. He goes, what? No. And he goes, yeah. He goes, what, do you think I'd be fucking a girl like that? No, dude. What? No.
She is
your girlfriend. No. No, dude. She's an actress.
I bet you could prove it quite easily.
Yeah. And he goes, and that office that we were in, that's not my office. That's a converted dentist office that we were just renting. Like, everything is just a fucking, like, a full-blown farce. Like
meta joke kind of.
It is unbelievable. And the thing is, I don't agree with Sam Hyde on a lot of things, but that guy is so fucking impressive to me as just a mind that is enacting an idea. He's like, I've got this idea and we're going to do this. And it's like, Jesus Christ, that's fucking impressive. Holy shit. That is Machiavellian that kind level of shit. As well. Yeah, that like, is.
Do you remember, Whacking Phoenix when on David Letterman, I think, and he was playing that kind of character. Nobody knew he was playing the character. He was just making out that he was quitting the acting world.
Yeah.
And he was going to become a rapper. Yeah. He's bringing an album. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, you've not seen it? Oh, okay.
Oh, no, shit. The what bit where he gets a big-ass beard and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then it turns out it's all a fucking
film. Like,
a film. A semi-real film, yeah, but like, not real.
I can't think what you call it. Like a mockumentary kind of thing, basically. Where, like, you know, like where you for like a character like Bauer and all them.
Yeah, and because it's Joaquin Phoenix, he feels he has to fucking commit 100%.
He went out and apologised to David Letterman, which I thought was quite good, though.
Yeah.
Because they obviously didn't let him in on it.
Yeah. Honestly, though, like Joaquin Phoenix is such a fucking good actor, but absolutely insufferable. In most interviews I've seen him in, he just comes across as a really complex but difficult guy.
He's not there like for Michael any Shannon. Yeah, he is not there for that. So
Michael Shannon is the same in a lot of ways.
Is that the?
He was the guy.
I'm thinking of Michael.
He was the guy who was in Man of Steel as the Zod.
Oh,
I will find him.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Yeah.
I was getting
that guy. He's got this kind of this way of talking where he's just always kind of terrifying.
I never really cared about him. He's always like he's never the main actor.
That's the thing. He's always playing a character, but the thing is, he always plays a character who's really kind of imposing. And,
I feel like you talk about in real life.
A guy who's going to hurt you, you know. And the thing is, he kind of looks like a guy who's going to hurt you.
He looks like a guy who's constantly holding in a shit.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like to me.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing he's got going.
Yeah, or not.
He's constantly gritting his teeth even when he's talking. You know?
Yeah.
It feels like he's going to hurt someone if you just give him a second.
Maybe people that grit their teeth all the time.
Is that Jason Statham? Jason, the way to do Jason Statham is to constantly get your teeth as close together as possible.
Oh, I'm Jason Statham.
Because then you sound more like Jason Statham.
You sound more like Jason Statham.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
But that's just the way it is.
It's just the way that it is.
He also does this weird nasal thing.
Oh, you do a nasal thing.
You've got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he does that either.
Oh, you sound like an old man.
It's weird. It's weird. You know, it's the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen him in just a normal interview? It's really weird because he doesn't talk quite like that. He talks a bit more normal, you know.
Yeah, because he's in real life, though. He doesn't have to be.
But when he's in a movie, he's Jason Statham.
He's got that level of like masculine, like, you know, like with like Vin Diesel fucking them.
Vin Diesel is an impossible accent to do an impersonation of because
he's always faking it.
He constantly sounds like he's just drunk a really big milkshake. and he's still got that like gooey stuff in the back of his throat that's causing
a really
the, like,
big alcoholic milkshake. You've seen an interview where he's like flirting with a woman.
No.
You know, like proper, like over the top. Yeah. Like, calm down.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. No, the interview.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, yeah, that's horrifying.
Mm, yeah, oh,
God, that dude. Is so. Oh, my God. Have you seen? Yeah, oh, my so God. Beautiful. Oh, my God. She's so beautiful. What I just, on? I can't.
He's another one of those people who's got big nipples.
Yeah.
Big nipples shouldn't be allowed on TV.
Joe Rogan's nipples.
He's got big nipples.
Those are
impressive. Oh, he's got like those kind of.
He's got them nipples, fucking finger nipples.
Yeah, afterwards they're fucking finger nipples and shit though, probably.
Finger nips.
I bet they did well left. They weren't natty. They weren't natty.
No, they weren't natty. Sure. They ain't natty for shit.
I ain't natty.
I've got friends who are doing testosterone replacement.
I did testosterone for a small amount. Yeah. I just could never.
I just started going to the gym, and I've that's.
Why is it not illegal or anything?
No, but going to the gym that gives you a testosterone boost.
But going to the gym with a testosterone boost is better. Most guys don't have the level of testosterone nowadays that we're supposed to have.
That's true.
That's the thing, because of all like microplastics apparently.
But I found when I was going to the gym, and I do 4 days a week, so I do a 4 day split. That's so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday, and then you get the weekend off.
Oh, okay. Huh?
Yeah.
You're doing two days a week then?
No, 4 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, got you.
Off. Yeah.
I thought you were saying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off.
No.
I'm with you. Okay.
No. Yeah.
It's the best way to do it. Do you do like different things as you go as well, like arms one day, the legs one day? The best way.
So Monday is back and biceps. Tuesday is chest and triceps.
Do you have a set like thing you do like every day though? And then
there's different... the way I always used to do it, and the way I'm going to try and do it again is you've got your workhorse exercises that you do every time.
Yeah.
So you've got your chest press when you're doing a chest day. Is you're always going to be doing a barbell chest press.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, like, though, just, like, because the way I used to do was, I'd have, like, a set thing that would take about 40 minutes every time I went, then after that, it would be different depending on what I'm focusing
on. Oh, no, I've always got a full set routine, so it's, like, on the dumbbell, on the day where I was doing back and biceps, I was doing deadlifts, and then I did bent over rows.
Do you ever do... some great ones that will like make your shoulders look good, which is always a hard one to do, and it's good for the chest too. It's good. It's a good all-rounder. Halos, you ever done them? Do you know what they are? Or around the world?
No.
They're, you know, the circle weights.
Yeah.
Hold one of them, and then like you hold it at the top, like, you know, the two kind of here.
Yeah.
So and when you're doing the halo, the idea is it'll always be flat. Are you just putting it around your head like that?
Yeah.
And you just got to keep it flat the whole way, you know, so you're controlling it. And then the other one is you bring it down and you do it all the way up and then bring it down and find the world.
Okay.
It's weird. They're just weirdly, really good.
Mm.
They're some of the ones that I really, like, really found were good for, like, I say I want to do it, but I'm just so lazy. No, not core, like, more your chest. Yeah. Your chest.
Oh,
your
chest arms, and shoulders.
Yeah. Like, your back, shoulders as well. All that bit. It's a bit hard to do.
I've never done that one, I have to say.
Neither. It's really good. You do like a heavier weight than you would if you were lifting, because you're not doing any, you're just balancing it as you turn it around.
Yeah,
not balancing it, like keeping it like flat.
Yeah, I mean the thing is, what I tend to do though is I tend to
You got it there. Look, yeah, you do this. Look, the idea is to keep it flat against you the whole way around.
Yeah. One of the best things I found to do was to always have a superset built in. And a burn set built in. So superset is where you have two exercises, but you do them one after another and have a break, and then do one after another and then have a break. So,
well, okay,
like say for one of the supersets,
kind of like a circuit kind of thing.
Yeah, one of the supersets I like to do is a shoulder superset, which is front lat raises, side lat raises. And then bent over lat raises, where you sit down and you lean all the way forward and lean up like that way instead.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
So you're working the front, the top, and the back of the shoulder all in one circuit. And then you sort of, so it was 10 and then 15 and then 12. No, 12, 15, 10. Yeah. So it's like 12 of up front, 15 that way, and then 10 leaning over at the back like that. So... Oh, God damn. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, I should be fine for snow. Yeah.
And it wasn't anyway. I looked, yeah, next time I say it, but it's not. They'll say it with one flake. He's like, it's snowing! Call the emergency services. UK has to shut down.
Yeah.
We cannot do anything. The carers, luckily their mom's carers have come down.
Yeah.
They were originally from Sweden.
Oh, so they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're like, what is this? You're talking about this everything shutting down because of a tiny bit of snow.
I used to drive off a glacier in IKEA.
We would swim through snow just to get to the shop.
Yeah. I used to have to fight a moose sometimes for my peas.
Well, I think that's Canada.
They're there as well.
Are they?
Yeah, Arctic motherfucker. They've got this big expanse of ice where they can just go all the way over the top. I swear there are moose. They've got.
Hold on. Sweden is not connected to Canada by ice. They might be there, but they're definitely not connected to Canada by ice. I can 100% that.
Yeah, there's moose in Sweden. Moose is the largest species of deer family we've found throughout Sweden, except on Gotland and the Outer Islands.
But they definitely did not get there by walking there from Canada.
Why not? Ice.
You mean back in the day, or?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like
not
now.
Not now.
That's what I thought you meant.
No. Oh, yeah, no. No, like, no, no, no.
They're
no.
just walking over from Canada when they want to, you know.
No. They don't just go, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to fucking go for a wander.
I'm going to go chill. I'm going to go
through the barren ice where there's literally nothing for me to eat on fucking days on end and get eaten by a polar bear. No, that's not what's happening. There's just a lot more ice at one point. And
it makes sense to be moose up there. It's just cold as shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Probably a different species of moose by now. Swedish fucking moose.
Swedish moose?
Yeah, European moose.
They yodel?
Yeah. Yodel. Fuck you!
We've had profanity.
No, they definitely have moose. Mooses don't swear. It's a moose.
Do they swear?
Moose have got the most fuck you attitude of
they
all
do,
the
actually.
Species.
I've seen Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Rocky, whichever one he is.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Do you know them?
Yeah, Rocky.
A lot Bullwinkle. Of people don't know Rocky and Bullwinkle.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
Did you see the film?
No, I never saw
it. Did you see the film?
No.
That's pretty much all I know from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when Robert De Niro was the bad guy. I forget his name now.
But... Yeah, I mean, that's a step down for Robert De Niro.
What the hell are you talking about? Goodfellas, Raging Bull, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all pretty paramount to me.
I didn't realise they made all of those.
What? Oh, yeah. My Paramount Plus subscription has ended now because I didn't renew it. It's £8 a month.
Yeah.
And they tried to say, have it for 3 months for £4. No, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
No.
I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
That's because in 3 months, it's so easy to forget.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
And then they'll at least get one out of you. And then you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to finish off this month because fuck it, I may as well.
And then you could forget again because forgetful bastard.
Yeah.
I know what they're doing.
All the fucking time, so it does.
Oh, so it does, it does.
So it does.
Did you watch...
So it fucking does.
Actually, no, we've already had one since Gavin and Stacey, I think, haven't we? Yeah.
Have we?
Gavin and Stacey was like the most watched thing over like Christmas.
That doesn't surprise me, yeah. But Wallace and Gromit was better.
Oh, was it? Yeah, because we had this discussion.
Yeah, Wallace and Gromit was so fucking good.
I mean, sure, okay.
It was so good, man.
I'm sure it was at the best.
I am Norbert!
There's a reason why they didn't advertise it. I didn't see a single advertisement for that.
How did you not see an advertisement?
I don't remember.
I saw it all the time.
On what?
Every single fucking space between. They were like, this Christmas on BBC One. And they showed all of the stuff. They had Gavin Stacey in there. And then they had Wallace going,
Gromit! Get the cracker!
That's a pretty good one, actually. That's not bad.
Gromit!
Toast, Gromit.
We've got so many lighters in this room and they're all just... None of them are in my vicinity right now.
Yeah.
Shut up! I'm telling my phone to shut up then. Making noise. I don't like all of it.
It's automated.
The fucking technology is taking over.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
What is happening?
No, if we
get
stop
used
it,
to it.
Not if we stop it now.
How do you stop it?
I can break things.
You're just going to go around and break all servers.
I think all people should.
we should rise up.
And fight the technological demon now before it gets too strong.
Oh, no, it's already won.
It really has.
If you destroyed all of the tech that uses, like, computer chips right now, everyone on Earth would be absolutely fucking clueless as to how to keep shit running.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely fucking clueless.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, for me, even electric kind of like computer shit out of me. Yeah. When the guy came and told me, he was like, well, if there's something wrong with the electrics in the house, then it wouldn't just come back on. I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because if the circuit's broke, it's broke.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a really good point. I remember that from year fucking six. I should have known that.
Yeah.
Here we are. Like, came out twice. It took me both times to understand what they meant.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And then worked out it was my fucking laptop charger somehow. How does that happen? Have a look how it's doing, actually.
How's it doing on power?
I'm an hour 22. What the hell?
Oh, dear.
See? What a, like, good street. Put the channel in.
Should we just switch it over straight away to save you the battery in case you need it?
Switch out. Yeah. We can do.
I think because if we're going to have to do it anyway, it's probably better to do it while we're in control of it.
Go on then. Okay. So, shall I just end the stream here? And then
we'll pick up.
Okay, cool.
So, we will be back.
Yeah, we'll be back on something shortly.
Yeah.
So either watch out or I'll bring this episode out soon anyway.
Yeah, either way. There will be more content.
Yeah, we are coming back. Tyler Oliveira.
Yes.
So, he always does, have you ever watched any of his, like, he used to do, like, apparently, like, challenge videos, but over the past few years
he's
been
turned into more, like, sort of semi-journalistic shit.
Yeah, as he says, boots to the ground, not run by the corporate media and all that, you know, really trying to tell the truth and stuff.
Right.
The problem is when you say things like that at the beginning of all your videos, then people are like, are you though? I'm going to really try and see if you are.
Seems a bit suspect.
And this guy brought out a video, people have done it before apparently, but this called Traction, basically saying, because his thing's always like exposing this or, you know, going to whatever.
Yeah.
And he's been exposing Tyler Oliveira video, showing all the bullshit in his videos, like,
he always goes and like tries to make it seem like shit's worse than it is.
He tries
to make it seem like fucking, you know, he is somehow fucking helping when he's not.
He was saying like, you know, he was separated from his guide while walking about this bit in I can't remember, I think it was Jamaica. And that he was always scared and that, but then you see from the guy's point of view on his video when he's doing the walking tour that he does and he puts his one thumb with Tyler, he was right next to him still at that point. And he was still trying to argue with the Tyler everything. He can't admit anything.
Yeah.
To the point that I didn't know anything about his video and until Tyler brought out his video, his next one, which was exposing
defending
himself.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Oh, God.
And then straight away I was like, hey, pause this. I need to go back and watch all of that video.
Yeah.
I watched the full like hour video on it. And it's like, you know, he's talking about stuff happening in one state, like in Chicago. But then the video was actually that he put on screen was actually like a news shot from New York.
Oh,
and blaming other people all the time. There's so
just
much to
like,
this.
He had an idea of a sensationalist story that he wanted to get out, and he did anything to make it fit his narrative rather than finding out what the story was
and just
reporting it.
And really wanting to get a car theft on camera, so he left his car out with a PlayStation 5 on the front with a controller with it. And when he said all this to him, like, you know, you're trying to get it for cloud, his response was, no, it was a TV. It wasn't even a PlayStation 5. So, well, that's not the point.
That's not the point, is it? You've left shit in a fucking car somewhere where you know there's a problem.
He's trying to get it. I'm not saying there's even anything wrong with that. Mm. Like, you know, if you really want to buy it and get it, so you get it on camera.
If you
want to
have a demonstration, that's another way about a bad way of going about it. Yeah, but yeah.
It was just, I was one of them, I couldn't watch it because he just couldn't acknowledge anything.
Yeah.
And he was arguing these things. I even put like some comments myself on it, and the Jamaican tour guy responded to me as well because people were saying he's constantly trying to defend it.
Yeah.
And it's like, people, like, all the people from the country themselves are just complaining all the different places because he always just goes in and makes things look worse than they are.
Yeah. He always shows the fucking worst possible thing.
Trying to make it seem like it's. To be fair, when you look at some of his. Thumbnails as well, they look quite messed up, some of them, showing like people in like, you know, hijabs robbing people in the street and that. It's like, well, that's not happening.
Yeah. It's sensationalised bullshit. It's because
I can't find them interesting.
Yeah, but that's the thing, it's like, it'd be interesting if you didn't do that as well though. There's people who do that. They do like travel stuff all the time, they show you real like hard hitting journalistic shit.
Yeah, you gotta be proper honest if you're doing that stuff to me.
Yeah.
You can't be like blagging out like, it's, you know, it's like at the comics, for example, you you do obviously when it's on the story, or you know, you're talking about
you'll embellish and figure.
But that's a comedian, it's very different.
Yeah,
you're not going aside in every video talking about being boot on the ground, you know, media, investigative journalism that isn't bought by anyone, you're going to give the truth and all that. And like, you're really not doing that each time, though.
No,
I enjoy the videos, but every time I watch them, I know there's got to be some other shit to it.
Yeah.
But it's like other people, like, you know, younger people, you know, watching, it's like, no, it's true,
100% real. No, it's not.
That everything I say on YouTube other than him, I do believe it's 100% real.
Well, that you shouldn't.
A video came out like a few months ago, and I didn't even watch it, I just saw it pop up on my YouTube before Squid Games 2 came out.
Yeah.
Their version of the Backrooms fan footage kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
With Squid Games.
Yeah. Backrooms is a good idea, but in a lot of ways I feel it's already sort of run its course.
Yeah.
People have already sort of added so many levels to the Backrooms and so many things that are in the Backrooms and how to beat them, and it's like, I just. It's turned from something that was like creepy because it was like this unknowable thing into something that's been extremely well catalogued and is now no longer fucking scary.
Yeah, but it's still that tangible concept of it, but you know, whenever you get into those situations, the pure fantastical nature of it all is just a bit too full on. If it doesn't happen in the first few moments, like, okay, cool, I'm not in that place.
Yeah, it's like, do you know the levels to the Backrooms?
I don't.
So just a few off the top of my head, there's the first level of the Backrooms, which is where you, if you know clip through reality, you end up in the Backrooms, right? And it's literally just a series of yellow rooms just spiraling out in a long fucking chain.
Yeah.
Just sort of pieces of wall, just sort of.
And the holes and shit you can fall
through. Yeah, and you can crawl through little gaps and things, and there's like stuff in the darkness that's coming for you, and there's stuff chasing
it's
you.
It's like a game that doesn't lead anywhere.
Yeah, it's all of the nasty shit that doesn't actually exist in reality because it wouldn't make sense is able to live and exist there. So that's what's creepy about that. But then there's another level below it, which is called the pool rooms. Now that still, to me, is quite cool and creepy.
The pool rooms?
Yeah, so the pool rooms is, imagine like, you know the sort of kind of swimming pool area just coming out of the changing room where everything's like blue and white tiles all around you?
Yeah.
It's that, but it's full of waist-deep water, constantly. Pool water, chlorinated pool water.
Okay.
And it just, again, goes on for fucking miles and miles and miles and miles. And there's bits where the water will drop off into sudden, like, chasmless deeps. You know, like, just continuously falling down into nothingness kind of shit.
Water scares me in that kind of way.
Yeah.
Being stuck in water, that'll be that.
And that's the thing as well, because there's things in water that can move fast in water, but you're having to wade through the water because you can't swim through the water because that's even slower.
It's even worse if you're stuck in the water, you can imagine that.
Yeah, yeah. So the pool room still works for me. Then you get into the weird shit. There's one which is called the playrooms, which is just literally, it's like a kid's waiting room. And there's like creatures that are like trying to have a party with you, but they fuck you up by doing it.
Well, I mean, if a tiger tried to have a party with you, it would fuck you up.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
But then they've started adding other ones to it, and there's like towns, and there's like villages, and there's safe rooms and stuff. And it's just like, it just keeps going on and on and on and on.
Everything at this point.
Yeah.
But it has to be a whole load of nothingness.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that.
Like, the pool rooms and the standard rooms and, like, maybe the playrooms, I can kind of see the point of.
Yeah.
And there's also the tube rooms, which is just a series of, like, play pipes that just take you to a different room and then 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 a different room and, you know.
Then a different room.
Then a different room.
Yeah. Yeah, I can kind of, that I can kind of see. That sounds like just getting kind of Squid Game-y, don't you get at that point?
It's about the thing that works in the pool, in those kinds of situations, in the sort of backroom stuff, is where it's just a continuous, endless, like, void that you're just constantly walking through that seems familiar but somehow is just not quite right.
Yeah.
You know?
a lot of they've been done that in this.
Like, one of the things in the back rooms that's really good is there's a room that is called, like, I can't remember what it is, it's like the sofa room or something, or the lounge room. And it's like a really nice room that's nice to sit in and just relax. Yeah. And there's, like, you know, music on, and there's a nice sofa, and there's books, and the lighting's nice and stuff like that. And if you stay in the room's door will eventually close and lock you in, and then it will consume you.
Oh, that's not cool.
And it's like loads of people will be like,
sounded nice at first. I was like, it sounds
yeah,
cool.
It's like, whatever you do, don't go into that room and don't stay in it for longer than 5 minutes.
Still want to follow up this.
Yeah, screw it. Can I just nick one of yours?
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, doesn't matter. I was sitting on them.
He's found them.
They were under
He's
my bum.
Found them.
I should always check under my bum. I find such nice things under there.
Yeah.
Like, my fingers out a lot.
I have a constantly sweaty butt crack.
I mean, that's normal.
Yeah, but it's
literally two folds of meat.
Yeah, just constantly slapped together.
With normally an extra layer than everywhere else.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I get some sweaty fucking crack though.
I think that's another part of being a man. Although, it's kind of like, you know, I, for one, like with ladies, I am a fan of eating the ass.
Yeah, well.
I like the menu. I like what's on menu.
Yeah.
I like to eat the butt. But when it's sweaty, it's also not good. Lady sweat is not fun. They have a different smell to them. So, for example, why I think maybe that man was being racist to me partly, and maybe just partly, you know, because I was like a different race to him. Maybe I just smelled to him, I don't know.
Maybe.
I
mean, they say we smell sour milk to the Japanese.
It makes sense that different people would have different pheromones. That makes sense, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you pick up
a
little more. Because
we eat a lot
of men and women as well.
It's basically we eat a lot of dairy.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Oh, it's our fucking diet.
Yeah, we literally.
That's
just
fair as well, though, actually.
Yeah, because we're sweating dairy. And they're like, oh my god, that reeks.
I don't know, do I eat a lot of dairy? Maybe, I probably think of weed when I smell.
Yeah.
Is that kind of smell? So if you're not a weed smoker? Yeah. I don't know.
Because
that is a thing. Like, if you
I hope I don't smoke too much. I hope I don't stink too much, because I have to sort of turn up and do jobs and stuff.
It's not smelling garbage, it's just having a different smell to your sweat.
Yeah, yeah.
Not necessarily like you smell like,
you know. You're not sweating weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you are. It's just THC in your sweat, I think, and the CBD. Even a THC or the CBD, you just put one of them. Imagine probably the THC more.
It's probably both.
Probably both. Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with that. Everyone should smell like that.
Everyone should.
The world would be such a more chill place if everybody smelled like that.
It would be so nice.
But instead, you've got cyber trucks blowing up.
Yeah.
Well, that was a ringing endorsement for Elon Musk, that was.
Yeah.
I thought it was one blowing up accidentally.
No, it was someone intentionally detonating it.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and blow something up, and I'm going to pick the fucking most indestructible car.
It's not indestructible, though.
The most, I never said it was, but the most indestructible commercial car, probably.
Mm.
With the exception of maybe a Hummer, or, I don't know. But, did you see, though? It was fine, the Tesla car was, the Cybertruck. It was good.
Yeah.
That whole thing blew up, killed the guy inside, all the fireworks and all the sick, like, it blew up in the boot. By the look of it, the explosion did, but the actual van itself, the side, it was fine.
Jesus.
It's like, yo, fair play. Yeah, as I said, I told you it was good. I told you. As I said, it was good.
But he was the same guy who was saying, like, oh yeah, we want to give an aquatic package to it so that it will be able to go through, like, you know, like standing water and basically float.
That's cool.
And it's like, yeah, but we know that isn't true, though, because it dies in, like, the tiniest amount of water.
Hence why he wants to make an aquatic version. It won't. That's the point.
Yeah.
That's why they did it. It was on purpose.
Yeah,
they could have made it.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, you can make watches waterproof. I'm sure you can make a Cybertruck waterproof.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't do it at first, because then we make a waterproof version.
Cybertrucks are just so impractical for what they're actually supposed to be used for.
I know. Well,
shape.
As that fucking suicide bomber learned.
Yeah, the shape is just in a wrong fucking position.
Yeah.
It's like the you need that back to be open and clear and not have those big fucking angles at the back for no reason.
It's got reason. It's a Cybertruck.
Yeah.
What do you mean? For no reason. That's like saying we have two nipples for no reason. It's like, no, they aren't used. There's no logistical reason, but we wouldn't be us without them. There wouldn't be a soul talk about that. Think about it. Come on.
No, you're right. I should take a strong look at myself in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
I should just be like, Nathan, you twat. Elon's got it.
Would you expect people to write you off if you had corners?
Oh, I'd be a wreck if someone wrote me off for having corners.
But you know what's not a wreck ever? A fucking sober truck. Yeah. That's strong, man. I mean, damn. I think there was another one in New Orleans. That one did work, but he didn't use a sober truck.
Wait, no.
I don't actually know what happened with that one, because I was just distracted by the cyber truck one, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was so entertaining.
Have you seen that in China, one of the things that people have decided that they like to do is drive people over with cars?
That happens everywhere, to be honest.
It's happening an extraordinarily large amount in China at the moment.
That's just because there's people everywhere. As soon as your car goes off the road or goes out of control a little bit,
it's going to kill a lot of people.
There's a lot of old people there. Yeah. So most of the people on the road, that's why, most of the people on the road are old.
Yeah.
Because they haven't got that many young people out there, haven't they? Got a lot of old people or something.
I mean, that's the same of literally everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got way too many old people.
Because we're good at stopping people from dying now. Yeah. We're too good at it.
We're too good at stopping people dying.
I mean, every now and then, I think we just let a few, simple. Yeah. That's why I bought in a
bit of a Hal Chipman moment.
Oh, you know what? I was watching The Traitors, and the one where it's all about murdering and that, and the one guy was like, I think it's you, Dr. Man, because I, like, you know, save people in the day, kill people at night. And he was surprised that offended him. It's like, what, you mean like Howard Chipman? And he was surprised that offended the doctor. I'm like, what a surprise, eh?
What a surprise. The man didn't like being fucking related to Harold fucking Shipman.
He definitely wasn't related to him. Mm. Maybe that's why he bothered him so much, actually. There was, it was great, there was like...
I'm not related to him. Not by blood, anyway.
Just by mindset.
Yeah. Just by ideals.
The other bank heist, which we'll probably cover then more next time, is about in France. Mm. Shut up! About the Silver Rat Gang.
Silver Rat Gang,
these people that went in through the sewers and things. But at the head was a posh man who liked fine wine, cheeses, fancy things.
Yeah.
Hence why, because they were there for so long, so naturally he bought a lot of it for them to have while they were in there. Like, they walked in at the end and it was like, you know, there was like a fancy kind of breakfast.
A charcuterie.
Sure, that. Yeah. Another one where they managed to be in there for like days as well.
Jesus.
Yeah, man, these bank heist people are smart.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's the thing. Is like, have you seen The Jackal?
The Jackal.
Have you seen any version of The Jackal?
I've heard of a song called The Jackal.
So there's three versions of, four versions of The Jackal. There's a book called The Day of the Jackal.
Right.
Then there's a 1970s movie called The Day of the Jackal. Then there's a 1990s movie called starring Bruce Willis.
Oh.
Then there's a now 2024 series called The Jackal, starring Eddie Redmayne.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm, yes.
All of them are very good. And I haven't read the book, but I do know that
it's a book, so it must be good.
A lot of people have said that the book's even better than everything else.
And if a lot of people said jump off a bridge, would you do that? Case closed.
Is it a fun bridge to jump off?
Probably. Well, they've told you to jump off it.
Have I seen them jump off it and they were fine?
The thing people forget about when they tell you to jump off the bridge because they've done it, well, they're obviously okay.
Mm-hmm.
So why the fuck not? It might be fun. You're right.
Yeah.
Nice, thank you, Richard.
Risk versus reward, innit?
Yeah, man. Isn't it nice learning?
Yeah. But, like, there's the different versions of the Jackal. Now, in the first version of the Jackal, it's set just after like World War II in like the 50s or 60s, I can't remember, and it's all about a guy called De Gaulle in France,
right,
who was basically trying to sort of break up, I can't remember, was some kind of government agency or something, or like something that people who wanted power didn't want him to do, basically.
Right, there's a lot of that.
And so they sent in this guy called the Jackal to try and kill him.
Oh.
And so this guy sort of plans out his attack. He gets a specially made sniper rifle so that he can get past all the guards and stuff and hide it in a cast. It's a really fascinating film, and he sort of has to evade the police the entire time, and they start sort of getting traces of him by, like, you know, accidents that happen along the way. And it gets right to the end, and he takes the shot and misses, and then he's about to take the second shot, and just as he is, lo and behold, the police officer comes in and shoots him dead. Right? It's a fucking great movie. Even now, the 70s film, you can sit down and watch it, and it's fucking brilliant. The 90s movie, starring Bruce Willis as the Jackal, has Richard Gere as this Irish guy trying to hunt down the Jackal for a group of, like, international agents this time.
Okay, I imagine that's good, because the 90s are always the best kind of thriller action.
They're a lot of, it's a lot of fun. It's got Jack Black in it as the guy making the rifle this time.
Okay.
But he's not making a small rifle that he can sneak away. No. Bruce Willis's Jackal is making a 50 caliber machine gun that can shoot something from miles away without a single fucking, like, inch off of accuracy.
Okay.
So that you can put it in the back of a fucking a station wagon and just sort of aim it from a building across the street using a camera and just shoot this guy dead from a mile away and fuck off. For no fucking real reason apart from the director obviously wanted to have a scene at the end where he's just letting loose with a fucking 50 caliber sniper rifle machine.
Sniper rifle machine gun.
Yeah, because he's literally
exactly what you want.
Yeah, he's got it perfectly stabilised and shit, so he can just hold down the button and it just goes like a fucking, yeah, it's brilliant.
Sure, any situation where one bullet wouldn't be enough with that, then it's, you're not very good at it.
But in that one, in the first one, the Jackal has to seduce a woman to stay at hers.
Yeah, we're talking.
In the remake with Bruce Willis seduces a dude to stay at his.
Okay, that's not good.
And then,
at all.
When a news report comes on describing Bruce Willis, he just goes, oh, all right, pulls out a silenced pistol and just shoots the other guy in the fucking head.
What?
In his own house that he just fucked him in. Bruce Willis.
Oh, what?
Not the other guy.
Okay.
Yeah, Bruce Willis shoots the other guy.
So he didn't even get to have his gay nookie?
Oh, he did have his gay nookie.
Then why the fuck did he have to shoot him?
Because the guy was going to tell the police.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
He was like, nah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you say nah, then nah.
In the series The Jackal has a family that doesn't know what he does.
Oh.
And they start trying to find out what he's doing on the side.
Oh, okay, sounds like Breaking Bad now.
Whilst the woman who played 007 from the latest Bond film, the black woman, who took the 007 title.
Oh my god, I think I heard about that. I still haven't watched it yet.
It's not a great movie, but it's not a bad movie.
I know how it ended. You get squashed by a nuke.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not even a nuke.
Not pretty well.
It's just a cluster bomb.
Oh, but. Well, you got nuked. At least nuked fucking James Bond.
No, they cluster bombed
him. I don't want to watch it because it's already destroyed the idea of what I like James Bond to be.
Yeah.
And it's bothered me a bit. And I didn't realise how much it bothered me.
Yeah.
Because I loved the idea that James Bond was a code name given to people.
Yeah.
And then
I like
destroyed
that
completely.
Yeah.
So what the fuck's been going on this whole time then?
This fucking, oh, James Bond, he's been around since the 50s. No, he hasn't. It's been a different guy every 8 years.
Yeah, in that case, none of it's linear.
Yeah.
Like when you try and explain too much stuff away, then it kills it.
The only way they could really do it now is if they go, right, we're just going to start doing the first ones again.
Yeah.
We're going to remake.
They started doing that, though. The Casino Royale was one of the first ones.
Yeah, but Casino Royale wasn't actually made by the people who made Casino Royale. It was also like a joke movie.
I've heard it's not an actual James Bond. It is by name, but it's not really fast.
No. And so what they could do is they could go, right, well, we're going to do fucking Goldfinger again, first of all, because no one's seen Goldfinger.
Yeah, everyone knows the.
I love Goldfinger, but lots of people just.
I would have seen it. I watched all of them, but I couldn't pick it out.
If you were going to cast a modern Goldfinger, who would you cast? I mean, there's odd jobs.
I can't even remember who's who in it. Like, that's not the one with the gold lady, is it?
No, it is. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's Odd Job. Remember that? That's the short. The short.
The
Chinese
Asian dude with the fucking the bowl hat that cuts
the piss take version, obviously, of Michael Myers. Like, who throws a hat at people?
I don't know who you get to play fucking Goldfinger in it.
Can't remember Goldfinger, that's the thing, I cannot remember.
He's just a fat German bloke. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy who says that.
Is it also the one
expect
where
me to talk Goldfinger?
Is it also the one where there's another 00? Is that a different one as well?
That's different, that's GoldenEye.
That's what I confuse it with, okay.
Yeah.
The GoldenEye is the one that has got the bigger game following from the game. Is that GoldenEye?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I confuse it with. I think the two popular ones are the golden. Just amalgamate the two. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
Because we're too dumb nowadays. I know I am.
Yeah.
To have two separate films that talk about gold.
Yeah.
I need them put together.
Golden Finger Eye.
With his member.
He's getting Golden Finger Eye.
You'd have to have gold member in there too.
Because he keeps scratching his arse and finger in his eye. He's got
is that,
Golden Finger
what,
Eye.
What, gold? Yeah, is that what happened? No, not his arse, his winky. Sure, it would be his winky getting too many golden showers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a piss disease in his eyes. He can mix it in with Casino Royale as well, that's why he's got blood coming out of his eye, but it's not blood, it's piss.
There you go. Yeah. I'm down with that. I think they talked about starting up James. I don't think James Bond is dead, the franchise or anything.
No, they're going to restart it.
They are getting that, but I haven't heard anything.
They're talking
really
about Aaron Taylor Johnson.
I think it's going to be a woman, you know.
I don't think it is.
No.
Because there's not that much of a demand for it. You could just have a female 00.
And
they'd be fine with it. No one would have a problem with it.
They did like an offshoot, spin off.
Yeah. If they had that woman come back as like 007 again, and there's, you know, that's fine.
I'd
rather it be, you know,
yeah.
You know, James Bond is 007 because that's the way it's always been, and we can call it that franchise is finished and we start again.
You know what I'd still love, and it's still like, you know, it's like some kind of diversity checklist as well, which people are always happy about in Hollywood. I would always have said this, I'd have been more than happy with Idris Elba. Even doing a more, but I don't see them going with a more elderly, because he's older now.
No, they want to have someone that they can have him for a long time. And everyone's got to look like Timothy Chalamet now. Everyone's got to have a fucking jawline that sort of looks like someone's, you know, chiseled out an acorn.
Yeah, that guy who did comedy stuff.
Timothy Chalamet is the guy who plays what's his face in Dune.
I think I can imagine who you mean. I haven't watched Dune. I like
he was also
fight,
Wonka
but
in the new Wonka film.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
From the person I was assuming you meant, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that though.
No. I mean, my standards. Friend tried to make me watch it for a bit, and I was like, yeah, it's not.
Huh?
My friend tried to make me watch it for a bit. It's just not sticking, you know.
It doesn't make sense from what I was saying. You didn't need to be done. It was one of them. It was like, who really asked for this?
No one asked
for
it.
Who was this for?
No one fucking asked for it. Movies keep doing this all the time.
Yeah.
They keep making shit that no one fucking asked for, and then going, why didn't it make money?
God knows.
No one fucking asked for it.
I'm interested to see how the new DCU is going to go now. I've been watching a few things about it, you know, reminding me of what's happening now. With the whole James Gunn, like.
I watched that fucking trailer, the Superman trailer, and it a whole way.
It's interesting.
Meh came across me.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I'm not a Superman in any way. As I said before, I'm in no way a Superman fan. So, to me, it was like, it didn't look terrible, but I know that I liked Man of Steel so much, apparently, because it's not really Superman.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a Superman movie, as everyone called a Superman movie.
Which is makes sense, because that's the only one I like.
Yeah.
So I feel like I am not the person to ask. I like the dog inclusion.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one thing DC should lean into more now, the kind of cheesy side of it.
I don't know.
I think it kind of has to, because it's tried this dark stuff.
Yeah, but again, Justice League was fucking fantastic. And I would have happily paid to watch the other movies after seeing that one, just to see where that was going to go.
That's done, though. Yes, that's done. That's the worst thing about watching that Snyderverse film. As great as it was, it made you realise what could have been.
Well, that's,
it never will be.
Yeah, never going to happen now.
I don't think he would even want to do it anymore because of all the bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, the actors wouldn't be the
same. Henry Cavill's moved on to doing fucking Warhammer stuff.
Yeah, he's finally, like, washed his hands of it.
Yeah,
I don't blame him.
He
should have done it earlier, to be fair.
I mean, he tried to with The Witcher, but then The Witcher fucked him over as well.
Yeah, I've heard he wasn't his
choice. Like, oh, no, we're not going to do actually anything to do with the books. We're going off on our own thing.
Oh, that
was like, no, I'm not interested in doing that.
Oh, I see. See, I'm not the person that, though. I like the idea of...
Yeah, but everything that the script writers have done themselves was shit. And like loads
that's
of people hated it. Like the quality of the show just kept dipping.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And then Henry Cavill was like, I don't want to renew on this because it's just not going in the direction that I feel it should go.
Right, okay.
And then they replaced him with fucking Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, yes, I have heard about it. He's not a bad actor, though.
Mm.
I mean, I don't think Henry Cavill was great. So the only stuff I like him, I ever remember Henry Cavill for was reloading his fucking fists.
That was great, though.
That was great.
That was so good.
He was so good in that film.
Yeah. He was also good as the Cavalrine in Deadpool versus Wolverine. He's a Wolverine variant.
I can't even remember, you know.
Yeah, he's a Wolverine variant.
I cannot remember the different variants of Wolverine.
And he's working on a motorbike, and then he sort of turns around and goes, oh my god, the Cavalrine! We're going to treat you so much better than those douchebags down the street.
I wonder if that's actually setting it up, because they do need to think about a new Wolverine, really, before they... When they bring the new X-Men films in, they've got to have a Wolverine.
Yeah.
They've got to. And that kind of feels like they're setting that up in that case, then.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. I don't know how good it was, but there
was
a lot in that film.
Because, like, Cavill's probably going to be quite busy if that Warhammer show takes off. He probably won't need to, you know, do anything like...
Yeah.
Because that'll be quite a busy schedule.
If it does, but I don't know when they've been doing the X-Men films.
I don't know.
Or anything like that. Like, I know you got the Fantastic Four stuff.
I know that more X-Men are going to start appearing in the Marvel Universe
over
the next few sort of iterations.
Might be how they go about
it. But the thing is, ultimately, I don't care. I haven't watched any of the Marvel stuff in fucking ages at this point, and it would be of a task.
Or in Wolverine and Deadpool.
Deadpool versus Wolverine was one that I was going to watch anyway, because I wanted to see what would happen, you know. But a lot of the stuff they seem to be doing at the moment seems to be like taking tentative steps in one direction and then like going, oh no, we're not going to do that. And then going in a slightly different direction. Oh, no, we're not.
I think it might still look like that at the moment.
Yeah.
Because we're still seeing, you know, the stuff from when he was led towards Kang. And now it's being led, obviously, towards a different way. I reckon that will start, it will start feeling like it's a bit more...
I just feel
directional,
like,
again, once
you
start figuring
I'm
out.
I'm hoping
again.
So, but even then, I still feel it, like there's so much for me to catch up on.
I don't think you need to ask the thing. I think they're very aware of it, especially with how they're having to change it all now towards...
Yeah.
Away from Kang.
Yeah.
Any of the stuff, you know, the majority of the stuff was leading to that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be pretty much written out of...
Of existence.
Yeah. They're just going to explain it away.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there was even the leak...
Doctor Doom killed Kang.
Sure.
There you go, done.
I mean, they kind of killed... I mean, as far as we know, the only Kang that was around has been killed anyway. The one from Quantumania, he was killed. And then you saw the room of Kangs, but that could just be a... Yeah, well, you know, they decided not to do anything.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they decided to chill and just do a massive Kang bang.
They were like, fuck it. We don't care that much, you know.
Kang bang ourselves, yeah. Still getting a big line, do a good old fashioned Kang bang.
And then, but there's always one that gets left out, and that one we're crazy and killing them all.
That's the one that they talk to a fucking Doctor Strange. The one that's left behind or whatever. The one that remains, that's it.
He who remains.
Yeah.
He got killed as well. He got killed by Loki.
Yeah.
In season one of Loki.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that one.
Yeah, I've seen it. I haven't seen season two. I saw a bit of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen season two.
I did watch, start watching a bit of it, but then, well, it doesn't matter now anyway, because wherever that led to, the end has already been, well, like I said, it's going to be out of canon now, so it doesn't matter anymore. Everything Kang related.
Ultimately, gone. I kind of want a break from the whole Marvel thing. I want them to just take a year or two completely away from releasing anything.
That might happen.
And then give us some time to be like, okay, I'd like to watch another superhero movie.
I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah!
No, it's snowing.
Oh, okay! Big book. Oh, I've never been a fan of the snow. No. All the snow means to me.
Snow shit.
Cold feet. That's all it means.
Yeah.
When you're young, it used to be a bit of snowman and cold hands. I think it's just, I grew a disliking for you from being an outside smoker growing up.
Yeah.
Being in the forest and it starts snowing.
Yeah, fuck that.
Trying
shit.
To roll a spliff. That's just
fuck.
Annoying.
That shit.
Man, yeah, there's some places you could go to where it's cover, but they're never great. The places with actual natural cover.
Yeah.
Because other people selfishly go there too. It's like, yo, fuck off, man.
Yeah.
Is that cover?
Let me do my fucking smokes.
I don't care that it's a church.
Yeah.
Guess I'm right.
Yeah.
Go pray
somewhere. It was always my annoyance when I was going on a walk. I'd go on a walk and then people would start walking at me from the other opposite.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? This is my
walk. Fuck off.
Path.
I'm smoking here.
Just you're there, full stop?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Get away!
Get your dog away from me!
That was a beautiful thing about social distancing, man. People couldn't come in 2 metres of you. It was
yeah,
beautiful.
It was so good.
I might just find a bit of COVID and just release it again.
Apparently China's working on a new one.
I'm sure there's always a sequel coming.
There's a new one out there.
Sure,
a whole
always.
Different virus. There's loads of kids
been a couple
in hospital
already?
In China.
Yeah, but there's already been a couple. We had monkeypox too.
Apparently this one's like fucked up a load of kids.
Who really cares about the kids? I mean, I care about mine, but everyone else.
Yours are probably old enough to be fine.
True?
Yeah.
Fuck them?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a weird one. I mean, they wouldn't purposely be able to knock off their own children because they've got enough, haven't they?
No.
So that's one of the ones. They're normally very good at being able to sort out their. You know, the pandemics, for lack of a better term.
Well,
before it gets to that
they
point.
Say they were.
Well, they don't come out as much. Which, how many they've had in their country and how many have escaped?
Yeah.
It's almost like that one they let out.
Yeah. They let out, yeah.
I don't know why they would. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying the government had anything to do with it. I'm not saying maybe they were trying to test maybe how much control they could have over people. Or how much people would screw out if something weird happened.
Yeah.
Like drones in the sky for
yeah,
months.
Yeah.
Suddenly started being in different states as well now.
And they still haven't shot any of them down.
For some fucking reason. I guarantee that they've tried.
Seems suspect. Cause,
they must have tried.
They have to have tried.
Yeah.
There's no way they haven't tried. It's just... why can't you shoot them down?
Apparently there are some logistics in there. I heard this one person saying about like, well, you need to figure out if they're from here first. Because you have to prove that if they're from here, then it's not just a case of being able to take it over and bring it down, because you need a warrant first then.
Yeah, but
and
why hasn't anyone come forward to say it's our drone?
Well, that's because they've been trouble, what would they
say? Yeah, that's the thing though, like, you know, if you're going to shoot it down, it's doing stuff in an American airspace, you don't know what it is.
Have you heard like this new like idea of what they're actually doing now, that like drone experts have come out and said they could be doing? Is looking for a missing nuke that you could very easily use drone technology to search from. And they said, let's think about it, if there really was a missing nuke in America somewhere, then you wouldn't care about people getting a bit freaked out by these things running around. You'd want to find it.
You'd want to find that nuke, yeah.
But I'm more figuring out how the hell would that have happened and at what point.
There's been nukes that have gone missing throughout time multiple
times. Yeah, it has happened, yeah.
Yeah.
They nuked themselves, it just didn't blow up, luckily.
Yeah, they were very lucky. Yeah.
Maybe they're an idiot.
Yeah.
Fucking tired.
They're not great at the whole sort of, you know, stopping nuclear disasters thing.
They're not good at anything nowadays.
No.
It must be like literally days now, actually, until Trump takes over.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Oh, isn't it the same day that Raw goes onto Netflix?
I think so, yeah.
Two monumental things on one day that are equally as important. What are you laughing at? Okay, yeah, move on, guys. You're always more important on Netflix.
Yeah.
Raw on Netflix.
What the fuck are you talking about? Of course it is.
I can't wait. You're going to get into wrestling. You need to at least check out that first episode.
I'm going to try.
try, what do you mean?
I'm going to give it my best.
Watch the episode, I'm going to try.
Watch that fucking episode.
Put it on.
I'm going to see what happens.
It's going to be stacked.
Stacked.
You got Roman Reigns versus Solo Sikoa in Tribal Combat for the Ulafala.
Ooh.
Tribal Chief. Be the Tribal Chief of their family or something. I don't really. It's a thing. In that family.
I'm looking forward to it.
You got.
I'm looking forward to trying it.
Seth Rollins versus CM Punk.
Yeah.
Because they fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
You know what I could do actually? I could show you their War of Words from the other day. Because it kind of builds up and just like. You could tell they weren't given a script. And you could tell, yo, these people just don't like each other. Because they know they can trust these people.
Yeah.
Because they now realise that they can definitely trust CM Punk. He's been back long enough. And he's seen what it's like in a company that, you know, where they don't know what the hell they're doing. So he's like, appreciating WWE. Now that the old man, the crazy old man's gone as well. We all like WWE more because of it now. This will be good. So you need to get a watch it, you know. This will be a nice little...
An aperitif.
A what now?
You
call me a predator? No?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't call you a Mr. Beast. It's fine.
Oh, hey.
I still find that funny, even if it's not true.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. It doesn't make sense why he would do it, like in that scenario. There might be other things to him, I'm not saying he's clean, I'm just saying that one we can't take. The people who are into it. That's the best thing about it as well right now. The people who are into it. It's a fucking arena, man. 4 to 4 TV sellouts in the year they have. And they're big fucking arenas as well. They're probably fucking selling it though. So bring out the other man, because he doesn't say that much until he comes out. He got the crowd on there. I'm getting my hair cut like his.
Yeah.
He's the person who I'm using to show. I love when he ties it up how it looks. They generally don't like each other. Because to be fair, when CM Punk left, he tried to take down the WWE.
Yeah.
And he was like the WWE man after that. Several of his wives, that's all that time. You wear the suit if you're left at the moment, but yeah, that's the guy that.
We both made our decisions.
There's a giant man just jumping off you off the giant top rope. Scary shit, I would not want to take that move. Fuck it, man, you're giant. Like, round as shit. Self-proclaimed best in the world? Yeah, because I believe in myself. Self-professed martyr? You're damn right. I came back. I didn't want to make friends. I said very publicly I'm here to make money, and next week, oh, baby, I get to make a boatload of cash. Making you the victim you so badly want to be, little brother. Oh, cut that crap, man. He's losing his hair more than I am, actually. Yeah, that don't work no more. You know the difference between you and everybody else that left? They actually did leave, all right? My wife, she's taking a break to raise a kid. I know you don't know what that's like. Stone Cold, he said it was the biggest mistake he ever made. Understands about change. Alright? You left. You wanted this place to die with the echoes of those CM Punk chants. You went on your buddy's podcast trying to tear this place down. When that didn't work, you took every single shot you could to try to kill this place, and you still couldn't do it. And then you took a big chunk of change to go join the competition. How that worked out for you?
This is so fucking strange, man.
What?
Like, where's the line here? Where's the real? Where's the fake?
Yeah, it's one of them storylines. I like these. I'm just giving the microphone and just left it go out. I never felt ashamed. I fought and I stayed because that's how revolutions are made. Alright? That's how they're made. They're made in the trenches, not by cowards who abandon their families. You stay in the trenches, you fight. That's how we win the war. And we won the war. And you want to come back in here and you want to wave the flag with us? No way! You can't Big Brother me anymore because I'm the damn Big Brother! The crazy thing is about that guy, his weakest thing used to be his microphone skills. And he works at it so hard, he's fucking good now.
I was always left with that.
Yeah, to be fair, it's all the same kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
It's longer than I realised.
Yeah. That's
they fucking hate each other, man. Yeah. You shouldn't have seen his reaction when CM Punk first came back, because they didn't tell anyone he was coming back.
Yeah, he just appeared. Yeah.
He was in the ring doing his big match that they'd just won, and when he came back, he was like flipping out. Like, yeah. You have to assume some of that was put on, but he was not. He did not look happy. Yeah. He's talked about him being a cancer like so much as well.
I mean, I will report back once I've watched an episode. You're gonna have to remind me at some point.
Oh, no, will you? Will we? I will let you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know realistically you'll be counting down the hours.
Of course, yeah.
You're like, I can't wait.
I'll watch it live.
All fixed.
Right. Anyway, that's all I've got time for. Unfortunately, I've got to get shooting.
Shooting.
So. That has been Squishy Logic for this week. Thank you very much for sticking around. Well, you didn't stick around because we did this as a recording separately.
Then so I'll be around, I just won't know.
You'll be around, you just don't realise that anything changed.
You'll just be suddenly. It'd be interesting to hear the difference on the sound, actually.
See what happens.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Everybody.
Until next time.
Take care, keep it squishy.
And always be logical.
That you should be. I'll go on over to Dead Man Dancing.
Yes. It's Dead Man Dancing on YouTube. Search post-apocalyptic metal treehouse and just go listen to a big chunk of that.
Oh, flip over in the end.
And listen to a shitload of other interesting and funny podcasts on the KD Comedy Podcast Network.
Thank you, David. Au revoir.
Ta-da.